Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, August 13th. You'll be interested to know. Today's International Left-Handers Day. Presidents Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama were all left-handed. Rock out with Paul McCartney or Jimi Hendrix. Celebrate with Oprah Winfrey and Julia Roberts. Dean R. Campbell founded this day in 1976. Cheers to all left-handers. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for some sunny skies, with temperatures reaching the low 80s and a light breeze from the southwest around 9 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low in the mid-60s and a gentle breeze from the west. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be just before 6, with a low tide at 10:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Wednesday, with highs near 84 and northeast winds. Nights will be partly cloudy, with lows around 64. From Thursday to Sunday, there will be chances of showers and thunderstorms, with daytime highs in the upper 70s to low 80s, and overnight lows in the mid-60s, with varying south and southeast winds. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Boston Red Sox have suspended All-Star outfielder Jarren Duran for 2 games without pay after he directed a homophobic slur at a fan during Sunday's game against the Houston Astros. Duran, who is 27 years old, issued an apology through the team, expressing remorse for his actions and acknowledging his failure as a role model. The Red Sox will donate his 2-game salary to the Federation of Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. This suspension mirrors those given to Matt Joyce and Kevin Pillar in 2017 for similar incidents. Now on to sports. New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers expressed regret over misleading comments he made about his vaccination status during the COVID-19 pandemic. In the unauthorized biography, Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers, releasing next week, Rodgers admitted he should not have claimed to be immunized against the virus in August 2021 while with the Green Bay Packers. Rodgers later tested positive for COVID-19 in November 2021, revealing he was unvaccinated. He explained his concerns about vaccine ingredients on the Pat McAfee show. Rodgers now feels he should have been more transparent about his status. In local sports, the Red Sox at home beat the Rangers in 10 innings, 5-4. And tonight, the Sox are at home for game 2 of the 3-game series with the Rangers. In top news, in the latest property report on San Francisco, the city's hotel industry is facing a severe debt crisis, with visitor numbers plummeting since the pandemic. Commercial mortgage-backed security loans in the hospitality sector saw delinquencies soar to 41.6% in June, up from 5.7% in June 2023. Hotel occupancy in June shows a 22% decline compared to 2019. Major hotels like Hilton Park 55 and Hilton San Francisco Union Square have lost $1 billion in value. Hotel staffers are facing reduced hours, and many are seeking second jobs. In business news, Johnson & Johnson has garnered enough support for a $6 billion, $500 million settlement over allegations that its talc products caused cancer. 75% of claimants backed the proposal, a key threshold for Johnson & Johnson's third attempt to place a subsidiary in bankruptcy protection. The company faces lawsuits from about 61,000 claimants, alleging its products were contaminated with asbestos. Johnson & Johnson denies these allegations, asserting its products are safe. The healthcare giant's Texas two-step bankruptcy maneuver aims to consolidate all claims into one settlement without requiring the company itself to file for bankruptcy. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $59,000. Ethereum is just under $2,700. And Solana is $146. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Yesterday, the Earth was hit by an intense solar storm, potentially bringing the northern lights further south than usual, according to a U.S. agency. The U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, reported a level 4 geomagnetic storm on a scale of 5. This severe storm could make auroras visible as far south as Alabama and Northern California. Caused by coronal mass ejections, these storms disrupt Earth's magnetic field. While they can create beautiful auroras, they also pose risks, such as degrading communications and disrupting satellites. The sun is near its peak activity in its 11-year cycle. And in entertainment news, Tom Cruise performs a crazy stunt jump from a stadium roof during the Olympics closing ceremony in Paris. The Mission Impossible star descended from the top of the Stade de France on a cable, landed on the arena floor, and mingled with athletes. As part of the handoff to Los Angeles for the 2028 Games, Cruise attached the Olympic flag to a motorcycle and exited through a cheering crowd. In a pre-tape segment, he was seen riding through Paris to a plane, eventually appearing at the Hollywood sign, where the Olympic rings replaced the double O's. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American humorist and writer, Bill Vaughn. And he said, "If the right side of the brain controls the left side of the body, then only left-handed people are in their right minds." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.